And time for the business news now with Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. 1 million people visited Ireland last month as recovery across the tourism sector continued to gather pace. However, new figures from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation show that visitor numbers in July were still down 11% when compared to the same month in 2019 before the pandemic. We can speak now to Eoin O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the ITIC. You're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Jill.
We all know that holidaying in Ireland isn't cheap, especially when it comes to accommodation. Are the high prices here making the country a less attractive place for tourists?
Well, as you said, July was the first year since pre-pandemic that we had over 1 million visitors, international visitors, come to our shores, which is really encouraging. It shows recovery is continuing and there's strong momentum. There is concern going ahead. One of the concerns, of course, is the acute supply shortage across a load of things, including accommodation and car hire and labour, and also rising costs. And that is feeding through to rising prices. But so far, thankfully, the feedback is still positive in terms of Ireland retaining its value proposition. And that's vital to continue into the future.
OK, you work closely with hotels and accommodation providers. Do you accept that some are hiking prices at the moment while demand is high?
I think there is a small minority of tourism providers who are charging excessive prices. I don't think that's reflective of the broader industry. I don't think it puts the industry in a good light. I think in the round and across the industry as a whole, remember there's 20,000 tourism and hospitality businesses in the country. The vast majority are SMEs up and down the length and breadth of the country, all labour-intensive businesses, all modest profit margins. I think in the round they still offer good value for money. I think, as I say, there's a small minority who charge excessive prices. They're the ones that grab the media and social media headlines, and they're not doing the industry a service.
Okay, a recent article featured on popular travel website Lonely Planet warned tourists of Dublin's accommodation shortages, soaring car rental costs and airport chaos. Do you think that article has damaged our reputation?
Well, it wasn't helpful. Now, there have been a whole series of other articles in other esteemed publications which have been very complimentary about Irish tourism and about Dublin in particular. But the Lonely Planet article obviously wouldn't have helped the Irish tourism, if you like, picture. It's well read. It's distributed around the world. I think Dublin, I mean, the article I thought was unfair. I think Dublin has a really strong tourism offering. I mean, as I say, the July figures tell a tale. Over 1 million visitors came to Ireland. The majority would have stayed in Dublin, enjoyed their time in Dublin. So I think the industry is recovering. Outlook into the future, though, is less certain. You have interest rate rises, you have economic concerns, you have inflation embedded around the world. So outlook is far less certain. And I think we have to, you know, this summer is strange in a way. There's pent-up demand, there's deferred bookings, there's a lot going on in this summer that makes it a very busy summer. It, later on this year and into 2023 could be far, far softer, and that's a concern for the industry and one we're very mindful of.
A report published yesterday by the Department of Finance, which sets out options for the upcoming budget, suggests that the 9% VAT rate for the tourism and hospitality sector will not be extended beyond next March. What impact will that have on the sector?
Well, the government made a decision, I think it was last May, to extend the VAT rate at 9% through to the end of February next year. We've argued always, and we keep the argument, that the VAT rate at 9% is the correct VAT rate for the tourism and hospitality service across the country. It puts Ireland on an even keel with our competitors, so it keeps us competitive, which I think is particularly important when we're trying to chart a full path to recovery. I think if the VAT rate rose, first of all, it would add to inflation, which is in nobody's interest. And I don't think the government want to go down that route. But also it would depress demand, it would damage the recovery of the sector, and ultimately it would lead to increased prices because it would be adding 50% to the VAT rate of a tourism and hospitality provider.
Aside from the extension of the 9% VAT rate, what else needs to be done to speed up the recovery of the tourism sector?
Well, I think the first thing I should say is that the government were very supportive of the tourism and hospitality sector during the pandemic crash. We were hugely damaged over those 2 years of COVID. There was about a 12 billion euro hit to Irish tourism, and the government stepped in with a whole range of supports, which was really, really important. I think some of those policies that the government pursued need to be maintained. So the VAT rate at 9% is particularly important. important until there's full recovery for the sector. Pro-competitive policies need to be kept in place. And also, I think government need to maintain their investment in tourism at current levels. I think, as I said, next year is going to be far softer. We're going to have to stimulate demand again. We're going to have to be active in overseas marketing, promoting Ireland as a holiday destination. We're going to need funds on the ground here in the country to support the industry. So I think maintaining investment and pro-tourism and pro-competitive policies, including the retention of the VAT rate, are critical.
Okay, Ono Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, thanks for joining us.